This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A coal train derailment in western Colorado could lead to more disruptions. Officials say roads will likely close in order to remove debris. The Saturday derailment caused multiple road closures over the weekend. The Parachute Police Department said U.S. Highway 6 south of I-70 has since reopened. It's unclear when future disruptions will take place. Leaders in some states that rely on Colorado River water are decrying a new federal plan released on Friday that calls for cuts to their water usage. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
The river is producing millions less acre-feet than it did a century ago when seven states first agreed on how to split the water. Now it is facing long-term drought with massive reservoirs at chronically low levels. Cuts are proposed for lower basin states, California, Nevada, and Arizona, where Governor Katie Hobbs called the proposed plan draconian. Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo called it, quote, unrealistic. John Ensminger, general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, says the cuts could hurt the state's economy and environment.
Nevada gets 1.8% of the water on the Colorado River, and yet they're showing hundreds of thousands, potentially acre feet of reductions.
Upper basin states, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming would make voluntary cuts under the plan. Those states said in a statement they are committed to, quote, continued good faith discussions with our counterparts. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
In Denver, temperatures will fall to around 62 degrees overnight, with a high tomorrow right around 80 degrees. This is CPR News.